Welcome to week 4 of Christchurch London's Lent devotional. Lent is a 40-day season that prepares us to celebrate Easter. Each week, we're praying as a church, asking God to ready our minds and hearts to commemorate Jesus' death and resurrection. This week, we're reading from the words of John's Gospel, which remind us that Jesus is the bread of life and that he alone has the ability to nourish us at the deepest level. It's a reminder that our deepest hunger cannot be met by success or self-sufficiency, nor can it be met by physical things, because it's a spiritual hunger for God. But first, let us take a moment to still ourselves and be aware of the presence of God. Heavenly Father, we bring our attention to you now. Draw near to us as we draw near to you. John chapter 6, verses 26 to 36. When the crowd found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What sign then will you give, that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Take a moment to consider this passage. Think about what part stands out to you and what God might be speaking to you about through it. To close this time of reflection, let us pray. Lord God, you have renewed me with the living bread from heaven, which gives life to the world. By it, you nourish my faith, increase my hope, and strengthen my love. Teach me to always hunger for him who is the true and living bread, and empower me to live by every word that proceeds from your mouth. Holy Spirit, help me in my workplaces and home to not live for food that spoils, but for food that endures eternally. Nourish me with your presence that Jesus may live in me and I in him forever. Amen.